Srila Prabhupada personally expressed his infinite favor and blessings upon us by giving us the association of his very confidential and dear servitor, Sriman Abhiram Gopal Thakur Prabhu. In his life, through his words and example, he taught us the most essential and sacred principles of devotional service. In his departure from this world, we are left in separation. In that separation, the message to Srila Prabhupada revealed through him, we pray, will remain very, very deeply impressed within the core of our hearts. He revealed the true qualities of genuine Vaishnava. Abhiram Thakur Prabhu was truly a Mahatma. He took a very simple and humble position always. But how he impressed people's lives is far greater than so many great preachers, so many great kirtan singers, so many great spiritual leaders. We heard from so many fortunate devotees their appreciations. He was always eager to serve the Vaishnavas with love, not as a formality, not to try to gain some benefits, but his service to the Vaishnavas was from his heart, with love. And his service was in a mood of willing to take the most menial tasks just to please the devotees. But please understand that this is springing from his deep, profound appreciation of Vaishnavas. He was chief executive of an international company. He had much wealth and luxury. And he could still have it. But he left it all to live in this little simple room with no attached bathrooms, nothing in it, no facilities. When that room was being renovated, he just stayed in the hall with 50 brahmacharis. When we asked him, would you like one of these guest rooms? You'll have an attached bathroom, you'll have privacy. He said, no. Please don't, Gurudev, he said, please don't take me away from the brahmacharis. This is my wealth. This is what I have lived my life to attain. The association and the service of these devotees. How he loves Srila Prabhupada. Although, with such genuine sincerity, he was able to see Srila Prabhupada's mercy through a very small, insignificant, unworthy person like me. In my heart, I always saw him as a senior godbrother. His faith was like Mount Sumeru. It was unshakable, immense. No matter how much it was tested by circumstances of this world, his faith in Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only grew stronger and stronger and stronger. He was like a foundation within Radha Gopinath Temple's ashram. Just by seeing him, just by hearing him, our faith was enriched. That is Vaishnava. His faith was deep like an ocean. And it was genuine. His taste for the chanting of the holy names, we have heard again and again. He was constantly chanting. It wasn't that he chanted his rounds and then he waited till the next morning to chant. He was up, usually the first person every morning, even in his ill condition, to chant his japa. And throughout the day, no matter what the situation, he responded by loudly chanting the name Krishna. And he didn't just chant. He chant in a mood of separation. We may have heard him just calling out Krishna, but we do not understand the depths of his spiritual substance. He was crying out the name of Krishna in separation. And he was trying to teach us the same thing in his own humble way. We read in Srimad Bhagavatam that the perfection of life is to develop a taste for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. When he chanted Krishna, he tasted Krishna. Otherwise, how could he respond to every situation with the heartfelt cry of Krishna? He was chanting always. Kirtaniya Sadahari. I have never seen anyone that was, well, I have seen many great souls, but he is amongst the greatest as far as someone who genuinely loves to hear the glories of the Lord. When someone's giving class, it's not just a ritual. You are speaking to people, trying to have a reciprocation with people. When I would give class, I'm not a very good speaker, but he would inspire for me to speak even what I didn't know how to speak. He never fell asleep. He was never inattentive. He never looked a different direction. And everything that was said, you could see from the core of his heart was manifesting on his body how he was responding. Every word he would respond with such pleasure, with such gratitude. I can be honest. Many times when I speak, people are looking around, people are sleepy, people are getting up and walking around. I would just preach to Abhiram Thakur and hoping that someone else may have that appreciation. He enlivened me. He inspired me to preach Prabhupada's message like no one else has ever done. And I am eternally grateful to him for that. And I pray that someday I could get a drop of his eagerness to hear about Krishna. And any time I spoke about Srila Prabhupada, or I spoke about the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I would see him trembling and weeping. Nobody else would see, because he was facing in your direction. He was genuinely attached to Krishna. And yet, he maintained such a simple humble profile of just wanting to serve the devotees. When he was asked to give class, he would get much pressure by the brahmacharis. He would come to me, "Gurudev, they want me to give class. What should I do?" I said, "What is in your heart?" He said, "I just want to hear. I just want to hear." I told him, "Your example is speaking louder than all of our brahmacharis put together with all their shastras and all their verses." I said, "Abhiram Thakur, 24 hours a day you're giving class. Just follow your heart." And that is true. His passing from this world was a very sacred exhibition of Prabhupada and Krishna's mercy for all of us. The last two things that he said that his beloved son had told me. First, three things. He was suffering terribly. He drank some water. He said, "This is the best tasting water I have had in so long. It is very sweet." This is after he just coughed so much blood. And his son understood exactly what he was saying, that now it's time for me to go. And he was singing the songs of Bhaktivinod Thakur in the glorification of Srimati Radharani. The ultimate worshipable goal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. He was chanting those prayers as he was coughing blood. And then he said, "Oh Mother Radha, please take me. I'm ready." Then he cried out in separation, "Where is Gurudev? Where is the Vaishnavas?" We read about the six Goswamis. Hey Radhe Brajadeva Ke Chalalite. This is the basic essence of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. To learn how to feel separation from Krishna and his devotees. His last words were his expression of deep separation and anticipation for the association of Srimati Radharani and the Vaishnavas. How he loved this temple. How he loved the congregation of this temple. How he loved the brahmacharis of this temple. How he loved his family members. Sometimes he would cry as he was talking to me about his concern for his family members. He wanted to give them everything. He wanted to give them Krishna. And the example that he showed to his family and to the greater family of all devotees was his gift to us. We read about Daivi Varnashram Dharma, but we see very few people able to actually follow it with humility and genuine devotion. He was responsible as a grihastha. He raised his family very carefully. He worked hard. Risked his life in his grihastha ashram to spread Krishna consciousness in so many ways. That is grihastha. Raised beautiful children. And after his wife departed, how much appreciation he had for his wife. He used to tell me how his wife was such a great devotee of Tulsi Devi. And he knew for sure that when she left this world, Tulsi Devi was going to uplift her. He responsibly got his daughter married. And when he saw that things were right, he immediately walked away from everything. His money, his home, his high-paying job, he could have got it here in India too, to live in the Brahmacharya ashram. He actually became a vanaprastha, a species which is practically extinct in this age of Kali Yuga. Without accepting any glory, he just wanted to be with the sadhus and serve them, and completely absorb his mind in chanting the songs of Bhakti Vinod, Narottam Das, chant the holy name of Krishna, and hear the glories of Krishna. What we read in the books, we have seen in life. In Sriman Abhiram Thakur Prabhu. And as was said, maybe we didn't recognize it, but in his departure, hopefully in that separation, we will recognize it. And that will be to our eternal benefit. Please forgive me. But today, I'm feeling inspired to reveal a secret that I don't believe anyone else has ever heard. Sriman Abhiram Thakur Prabhu and myself shared this secret for many years. Years ago, he would come to me. He's come to me with this subject matter many times. He said there's no one else in the world he's ever told this to, and he doesn't want anyone else to know. But he feels that it's responsibility, he said, that I must reveal my heart to you, because you must know. Please guide me. He would tell me of these recurring dreams. In each dream, it happened many, many times. The cowherd boy, Sridhama, would appear before him and introduce himself. I am Sridhama, the brother of Srimati Radharani. Come back to the pasture grounds. I want to play with you again. Whenever he would tell me this dream, he would start shaking and crying. He said, I cannot tell anyone else. He said, what should I do? I told him, you keep it in your heart and you just follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings and you will achieve everything. He used to tell me about his great separation from this personality that appeared in his dream. And he also told me about the glorious pilgrimage he took to a very secluded place in Bengal that practically no one goes. It's called Kanakula Krishna Nagar. The birthplace of the incarnation of Sridhama, who appeared in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, whose name is Abhiram Thakur. When I gave him the name Abhiram Thakur Das, only the two of us understood the significance of this name. He was so happy. That was his treasure of life. He told me after surrendering to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, that's when this dream started coming. He considered himself to be that eternal servant. When he was given the name Abhiram Thakur Das, it was something that, let me say, I felt so privileged that on behalf of Srila Prabhupada I could give him that pleasure. And he added the name Gopal. When he would write to me, he would write Abhiram Gopal Thakur Das, because Gopal means Abhiram the cowherd boy. So that became his name. We were living with a very, very deep, transcendental personality who had genuine spiritual realizations, deeper than any of us could understand. This is Vaishnav. Abhiram Gopal Thakur Prabhu has left us by Krishna's inconceivable will. This ashram will be a very lonely place without him. This temple will be a lonely place without him. However, his spirit of how much he loved each devotee, of how he loved the deities. The last time I saw him at the hospital, he was saying, of all the deities in the world, Radha Gopinath are smiling the best. Never have I seen deities smiling like this. Maybe we don't see it because they're smiling at him. His appreciation of the deities and the devotees and his concern for every one of our spiritual lives will live on. And never let go of these lessons that he have given us. How to appreciate the devotees. How to appreciate the deities. How to appreciate the holy name. How to appreciate Krishna Katha. How to appreciate even the most menial service. Whatever he did, he did it with complete absorption. When he would sweep the floor, he wouldn't just sweep the floor. He would sweep the floor. We talk about this in our lectures, but if you want to see it, watch him. He would sweep the floor with love and devotion, thinking of each devotee's lotus feet who was going to step on it. He told me this. When he chanted, he was crying out for Krishna. When he was listening to the classes, he was tasting Krishna. And when he would serve the Vaishnavas, whether he was putting a bandage on someone's wound, whether he was giving some medicine, preparing medicine, giving some prasad, I think everyone who experienced him knows it was from his heart. For no other reason than to please you and to please Krishna. And yes, I was, by Prabhupada's causeless mercy, very fortunate to receive his super excellent cooking, sometimes every day for months and months at a time. And how he was just every aspect of his cooking was an offering of such love and attention. How he would cut every vegetable exactly the same size, the same shape. How he would prepare it, how he would spice it. It was as a master artist creating a masterpiece, every preparation. And whoever and however many preparations were prepared and on the plate, his preparations were effulgent, literally effulgent with spiritual devotion. He was so humble, he would go back to Pune to his daughter-in-law to learn different preparations. And then he would just master it. And after he would serve it, he would never eat prasad. Even if I was taking prasad hours late because of my unregulated nature, he would just sit outside my room and wait. Not for the remnants so much, but just to see whether I was pleased. Practically every time I took prasad and I would come out, there would be tears in his eyes and tears in my eyes. It was a reciprocation of love. And even a person with such a cold stone heart as myself had to melt by his offerings of such sincere love. That is preaching. That is Vaishnava Seva. That is bhakti. I'm very, very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving the few years that we had the association of such a wonderful devotee, such a wonderful leader, a true spiritual leader. Although he had the lowest position as far as hierarchy, managerially, he was the leader for all of us. Krishna took him away in the way he wanted to leave. And where Srila Prabhupada and where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him, we could only know that it's wherever they want him. We don't have to speculate beyond that. Wherever they want him, that's where he's gone. Thank you very much. Srila Abhiram Gopal Thakur Ki Jai. The faith he had, let us pray that just by remembering him, we can get some drops of that. What we theoretically read, he was there. I pray to his sons and daughters, and grandchildren, that they could forever appreciate the inconceivable depth of their father's special devotional qualities. Sometimes familiarity, it's very difficult to see. But we were living with him day and night, 24 hours a day. There was not a minute where he had privacy. We saw who he really was. And we place our feet, we place our heads eternally at his lotus feet. Thank you very much. At this time, we will chant the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas. We'll all sing the prayers together. And then when we're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, each devotee could come forward to offer flowers, pushpanjali, to this photo of Abhiram Thakur in memory of his very great mercy upon us. Everyone, please let us sing with great feeling and very loudly. Jaya Nila Prematana Karuna Prachu. Karuna Prachu
Jaya Premadana Karuna Prachu
Heno Prabhu Kotha Gela Achaya Thako Prabhu kotha gela achaya thako
Prabhu kotha gela achaya thako
Kaha mora swarup rupa Kaha sanatha
Kaha maharu rupa Kaha sanatha
Kaha dasa rago napa Patita pava Juga kaha kavira eka kole kota gela koranatara Sanne kutiba mata anale pasiva Gauranga gunera nidhi kota gele pavo
Gauranga gunera nidhi kota gele pavo
sesa basangi ra sange je koi lovila se sangana paya kande narotamoda
se sangana paya kande narotamoda
je anilo premadana Karuna Pracho
Deyaniya Premadana Karuna Pracho
Heino Prabhu Kotha Gela Achaya Thaku Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna.